Are you facing some tough times, friends? Are you looking for answers? Well, today, let's look at some history, a newly appointed judge, and trust in God, and let's see what can happen when we face tough times. That's coming up on the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us. On Jordan's
stormy bay. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words and greetings to all of you. We are honored that you have joined us today for our studies from the Word of God here from the International Gospel Hour. We are located out of Fayetteville, Tennessee. That's in the south middle part of the state of Tennessee. We're under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville Church of Christ, located there in Fayetteville. Our toll-free number is 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988. Give us a call when you'd like. As a matter of fact, just give us a call and let us know where you're from and where you're listening to our broadcast today. You can also share that with us at internationalgospelhour.com. Go there and peruse our website, click on the contact tab, and you'll be able to tell us a little bit about yourself or whatever you would wish to do. We appreciate all of our listeners, and thank you again for joining us. Today, we wish to go back to the Old Testament in Judges chapter 6, as we come upon what I call the cycle in the book of Judges. You know the cycle. They're doing evil in the sight of the Lord. They cry unto God. God raises up a judge, delivers Israel. They do good for a while and go right back in the same thing again, following evil. About 16 times in that book, we find that cycle over and over again. Well, we come to Judges 6, and sure enough, what do we begin that chapter by reading? Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. We continue reading, and years go by, and the result was that Israel became greatly impoverished. They were suffering greatly. Poverty was upon them. Hurting, suffering, poverty-stricken. What was left for them to do but to cry out to the Lord? Once again, here goes the cycle. And the Lord did respond. And then we learn of the account of Gideon, whom the Lord raised up as a judge of Israel. With all that had gone on, and with Gideon as one who was suffering as well, let us recall the words of the angel of the Lord in Judges 6 and verse 12, when the angel said unto Gideon, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Well, friends, in light of suffering and struggling we face, let's think further about the phrase, "The Lord is with you." Back in a few seconds.
For our Facebook friends, please follow us at our page, International Gospel Hour. Just search International Gospel Hour, click follow, and keep up to date with our broadcasts and special announcements along the way. That's International Gospel Hour on Facebook. And feel free to share our material on your Facebook page.
Imagine, if you would, friends, going through life's struggles, but, you know, you keep pressing onward. But imagine facing something that is devastating, harmful, and hurtful. And while you're facing that moment, you begin thinking, is there any hope? Maybe sometimes we cry out, "Lord, are you there? Are you listening? Are you near me?" Well, friends, yes, He is. God is always near, but like Israel of old, we are the ones that need to move toward Him, and we are the ones that need to change. I mean, listen to these texts for a moment. The psalmist, "When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me." Well, how can the psalmist write that? Because God was for the psalmist. He was walking faithful. He knew God was there. How about to the church in 1 Corinthians 15:57, when Paul says to these Christians, "But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, God is for us. And Paul said, we have the victory. As victorious people, they relied upon God as their leader. What about Romans 8:31 when Paul says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Friends, we need to make certain that we are for God. Let's return back to Judges 6 with Gideon and let's study further, because we're going to find some things in chapter 6 that hit very close to home today. How about verses 12 and 13, or specifically verse 13? Gideon said unto him, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our father told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Now, friends, we know from Judges 6, verses 1 through 11, that it was the wickedness of Israel that led them to such suffering and captivity. And this answer we do know. But you know, folks, it is an old age question. If God be for us, why do bad things happen? Well, we get an indication from our study here, but let's elaborate. When God created Adam, Eve, and all therein, God saw that it was good. But when sin came into the world, that's when the problem began. Genesis 3. God punished man for sin that man accepted. Romans 5 and verse 12. It is because of the sin of man that we face suffering and sickness today. Sin entered into this world when man made a choice other than to follow God. The wickedness and evil in this world is spurned on by the God of this world, and that word God there is little g. That's what he's called in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, a father of lies, John 8 verse 44. You know, I read this statement from a gentleman by the last name of Dobbs in a booklet, Reason Why Men Suffer. He said, "Grief may come from chance or circumstance, of our foolishness or the folly of another, or the exorbitant laws of nature grinding relentlessly." That's pretty in-depth, but, you know, grief and suffering come from a number of reasons. We understand in Matthew 5, verse 45, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. In a closer reading of Judges 6, friends, I love God's approach on the matter. When he says, after Gideon's question was aimed at the angel of the Lord, look at the answer in verse 14 of Judges 6. "The Lord looked upon him," meaning pay close attention. He's poised to answer the question. "Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" Now, the Lord did not go into a deep, drawn-out answer. The Lord did not attempt to answer his questions bit by bit or piece by piece. The Lord, in essence, told Gideon that he could go onward with his own strength, rely on God, and Israel will overcome. In other words, don't look at what happened. Look at what will happen when we abide in God. God is love, friends. 1 John 4, verse 8. And no matter when the bad things happen, again, I must know what will happen if I will but abide in my God and follow him. Yes, friends, sometimes it is our change in attitude when the bad things happen. Let's stay in Judges 6 and drop down to verses 25 and 26. "Now it came to pass the same night that the Lord said to him, Take your father's young bull, the second bull of 7 years old, and tear down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the wooden image that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on top of this rock in the proper arrangement, and take the second bull and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the image which you shall cut down." Here he told Gideon, "You need to tear down some altars." Friends, maybe it's time that we need to start tearing down our altars, putting away the world and its altars, and start building unto our Lord. No matter what the majority of the world may say, we would do well to hold to the words of the long ago in Exodus 23, verse 2, "You shall not follow a multitude to do evil." And friends, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one or love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, Matthew 6:24. Through one man's death, that being Christ, all can be saved, through his gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Friends, change begins with you and I, and the Lord will be with us. You see, we need to think that sometimes we need to tear down the very things that have brought us to where we are, and turn unto the Lord and build what is right. So friends, with that being said, maybe it's time you tear down a few things, but be ready to build. And let us help you with our Bible study course available by mail. That's right. Sent to your own home, you can study the Word of God at your own pace, seek out those questions, and to know God's will for your lives. Here is our J-Web with the details of how you can receive your free Bible study course.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
I suppose our question for consideration today in our studies from Judges 6, the Lord is with you, but are you with the Lord? The Lord is with us, but are we with Him? He wants us to know that He will save us, He will help us, but we must respond to Him, friends. Through our simple faith in God and trusting in Him, repenting of our sins, turning away, and turning toward God, we confess our faith in Christ and we're buried with Him in baptism for our sins to be washed away, Acts 22:16, and to be added to His church. Friends, the Lord will be with us. We must be with Him. Let's continue our studies together at another time, and thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.